Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole. You and you call a friend and tell a friend, amen, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners are called in and share their biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. Amen. The subject is rules for prayer. Praying rules. Amen. Father, we thank you now, Lord. We ask you to look upon the broadcast. Bless those that's calling in. Oh, God, you say where two or three touching and agreeing, where it was bound in heaven and bound on the earth. Oh, God, we bind all sickness and disease. We bind all trials and tribulation. Oh, God, it's not like you. We rebuke Satan's hand on every part. Amen. We rebuke his hand. Rebuke his, oh, God, his intentions, his disease, his jealousy, his strife. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names, oh, God, we pray tonight and pray today, wherever they might be listening to this broadcast, to be a blessing to someone's soul. Oh, well, welcome again with Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. As always, we come to you in prayerful and thoughtful, amen, about your spiritual growth, amen. And the subject will be taken from, as always, we start out and our endeavor, amen, is to have you, amen, be a part of the broadcast and call in friends and relatives later on, and you can share this lesson, this study. And you can always go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on media, and you can find us there on Facebook. Amen. You streaming. And if you'd like to donate, you can go down at the bottom of the page and click on donation. Amen. We thank you, all your letters and all those that participate. We know without you and you, amen, the program will not be successful. Plus, without your prayers and concern, amen, by getting the truth out, amen, the gospel. We're talking about prayer. Prayer is, if it has not been successful, amen, there are so many different religious groups, so many different people that worship the gods of where they are, all over the world, all over the land, amen, they have some form of worshiping a divine creator, the divine being, amen, and they try to communicate with a divine being. But many times they're wasting their time. Those of us that follow Christ as the Lord and Savior, we know we have the only living creator, the only God. He said in Isaiah, God said, I am God and I know no other God. Amen. So we have, as you begin to walk this earth, and Christians have the ability and they have the privilege to now to communicate, to talk, amen, to God boldly and openly, anytime, any place, amen, anywhere, amen, they can just talk to God, amen, through his Son, Jesus Christ, It was a time that, amen, God set up men, and they had to come through them. Amen. But now, Jesus set up the church. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, we still have the church now. Amen. And we have the ability, after we leave the worship center, we can still talk to God. Amen. Through his Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to begin reading from the book of Mark. From the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. And we're going to read down a while, then we're going to begin to open up the program as always. in the studio, you are welcome. Come into the studio and you can press 1, amen, from time to time, and our technician will put you in. In the book of Mark, when Jesus was cleansing the temple because of ungodly worshiping, amen. We'll pick it up at the 14th verse, and as he began to talk about the leaves and the fig trees, and amen, the 14th verse of the 11th chapter of Mark, amen. And the King James, we mentioned many times, make sure you have researched your Bible, that you have one of the closest translations known to man about the scriptures, the scripture translation, the closest, you know, amen. King James, the Amplified Bible, American Standard, amen, and the New International Bible, amen. You can go from there and use many times. I like the King James Bible, and I use that as one of my major studies, along with the other 3 and 4, amen, that I use. But also, you always have to be careful. Every Bible does not give you the truth. Every Bible does not. So according to the scripture, you hear Jesus said many times, amen, according to the scripture, that's why he comes, and that's what he did, amen. And we look at St. Luke, amen, according to the scripture, the last chapter of St. Luke, as we begin to get ready to go, amen, into St. Mark, according to the scriptures, St. Luke 24 and the 46th verse, he says, and he said unto them, it is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. This is why, amen, Jesus said, and also at the 44th verse, same chapter, St. Luke 24 and 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Amen. This is Jesus talking. In the 45th verse, he said, then he opened their eyes, and that they may understand the scriptures. The scriptures. Amen. So the writings and the, amen, the scriptures, everything Jesus did, everything the apostles did, according to the scriptures. Back to Mark, the 11th chapter, and the 14th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto them, no man eat fruit of there hereafter forever. He was talking about the fig tree. He cursed the fig tree and he came back through. And his disciples heard it and they came to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and he began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and set at the seat that sold doves and would not suffer that any should carry any vessels. 17th verse of 11th chapter St. Mark, and he taught and said unto them, it is not written, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people, but ye have made it a den of thieves? My house shall be called a house of prayer, should be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because of all the people were astonished of his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out into the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, saying, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Now, this is very controversial to many. Amen. If you believe in God, amen, you still believe in Jesus. That can be discussed. Amen. Many times, amen, God and Jesus is the same in here, but what we're looking at now, many people miss out on many great things because they think Jesus and God are separated. But no, if you believe in God, you believe in Jesus as well. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, for if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. For if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you of your trespasses. Talking about prayer. We're talking about prayer, the rules. There are rules of prayer. Amen. A conversation. Amen. God is sovereign. He does what he wants when he wants it. He knows the desires of people's heart. Amen. But then down through the years, amen, we as Christians and believers and leaders, amen, to God's people, amen, we strive to give God's people the best because we have an enemy out there, amen, and he's trying to destroy, and we have to tool up. We have to tool ourselves up. Iron sharpens iron, amen, it says in the book of Proverbs, amen. We have to tool up ourselves and be strong, amen, and be ready to be effective, not just beating the air. Paul said we're just not throwing out prayers, and it's time to be, right now, Brother Raymond, it's time for us to tool up ourselves, amen, and be very sharp about what we say and how we say it, and we know it's going to happen, because if you have any little doubt, that you pray, amen, that's throwing out all kind of words and throwing out all kind of comments and throwing out all kind of, oh, Lord, if it's your will and the rain don't fall, oh, God, if you can come by, amen, and send a truck and a car, just throwing out anything you can think of and hoping, amen, that God has heard you and have mercy on you, amen. But from time to time, now, brethren, it's time for us to stop, amen, just guessing at a prayer. Amen. It's time for us to be effective. Amen. Men and women of God. Amen. Because right now we're dealing with a spiritual warfare. Amen. It's very new to man. Amen. But it's an old devil. But the comments and the things that are happening, amen, it's time for us to reach out. There's no distance in prayer. Thank God for that. You might not be able to go over, be there physically. Amen. But the prayer warriors and the prayer bands, amen. If you know anybody in the prayer ward and prayer bands, tell them to call in and be a part of this study. Or you can come back to that study later on, because we're talking about praying by the rules. Praying by the rules. Amen. God is a skillful God. God is, amen, his wisdom and knowledge beyond ours. He created us. He created you. You look at your hands and your eyes and how you better than any computer. In any instrument, any machine, amen, that's ever made and ever will be made, amen, because God made you in his likeness, amen, and he said it was very good. God didn't make no junk now, amen. So don't let the devil tell you that, amen. If you can't be in a place, you can pray. You can pray, amen. And Paul got to the point, and Paul said, pray without ceasing, amen. Let's pray all the time. Amen. Nothing wrong with it. There's no limit to how many times you can pray. Pray when you get tired. Pray when you want to pray. Because prayer is a communication with God. It's talking with God. Amen. I'm going to take some, give credit to, we have to give credit to, and God always stir us and direct us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because he worked through men. And what really got me going about prayer, amen, when I was first started out in Christ, I was to visit a ministry. They have prayer and a little short worship service for 1 hour, 7 days a week, 1 hour, 7, 8 o'clock. Amen. We come to this man home. Amen. And he was a man of God. And every little minister, or he was a child of God, would come. Amen. And give you 5 minutes, 2 minutes, all depending on how many there. But whatever it is, they start on time and close on time. Amen. And not only that, we had some praying mothers and praying aunts. Amen. All I knew was prayer. I didn't know too much of the Bible. Amen. But I know that I call on Jesus and call God and talk to God and Jesus in Jesus' name. He called to God in Jesus' name. Amen. So communication, prayer, is a telephone call. I can just say it today. It's better than a telephone call because you don't have to pay for it. Amen. Jesus already paid for it. But listen, you can talk all the time. That's what it is. It's talking to God. It's talking to God. But what we're doing now, we're getting ready to tool up ourselves. We're going to tool, amen, and specialize, amen, our weapons of warfare. Amen. The book that's kind of stirred me in another direction, and I want to use some of his material, amen, Gerald Cherry, he's an MD, amen, he wrote this book called Healing Prayer, Healing Prayer, Gerald Cherry, M.D., amen, one of the best-selling books, amen, of his that's an old book, amen. I go through bookstores, I always go, it was written by Thompson Chain Publishers, and it kind of struck me here and remind me, amen, and many of you have many good ideas and testimonies that God give you. You can sit down and write down. Amen. Be able to bless to others or stir others in time that God wants to reach out. Amen. Looking at some of the prayers that he had set out. Amen. We're gonna talk about them. This one is called. We have about. Amen. It's about six or seven of them, and we're gonna go through and highlight them real quickly. Then you know always. Then we're gonna open up the prayer line. We would open up the line, and he was talking about, you know, since the beginning of time, where the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we know. But there are some prayers that he outlined it here. Amen. There's a prayer of worship. There's a prayer of worship where we ordain adoring God and pray to God. Amen. And our worship and thanking him. And there's a prayer for the lost. There's a prayer for the lost. There's a prayer for the lost. And there's a prayer of commitment. There's a prayer of commitment. There's a prayer for petitioning God. Petitioning God. And prayer for an accessory. Amen. There's a prayer of agreement. There's a prayer of agreement. And we use that a lot when we come on. In closing, we all pray together. Amen. Under, amen, all of us that's in the studio. Amen. We all agree, amen, of God's blessing. There's a prayer of consecration, and dedication. Prayer of consecration and dedication. Amen. There's a prayer of binding and loosening in spiritual warfare. There's a prayer of binding and loosening. There's a prayer of changing things. Prayer of changing things. And there's a prayer in tongue. We pray in tongue. Amen. And with the Spirit make intercession. Amen. Of groaning and moaning which cannot be uttered. In Romans 8:26. With the human spirit cannot utter that. Cannot understand nobody. But the Holy Spirit knows that. What you're saying. But the Holy Spirit is speaking for you. Amen. There's another prayer for healing. There's a prayer for healing. And there's a prayer, amen. Many things were said about healing, but, you know, James 5:16 is talking about, you know, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And, you know, living right means something. It's a call for the elders of the church. That's James 5:16. All right, so we have dealt with many here. Amen. Like I say here, we're giving credit to the author, amen, Reginald Jerry, he's an MD, Healing Prayers. Amen. We're gonna read a portion. Amen. We're gonna read a portion here. Then we're gonna open up the lines. Amen. We're gonna open up the lines, and you can press one. If any one of these prayers, that titles that struck you, that you want to talk about, amen, we will be glad. Amen. There are times when we may not feel that our faith is very strong, or we doubt. Oh, doubts always maybe overshadow our belief. That's when we should realize that faith is not dependent on feeling, but the Word of God. God says we believe it, that sells it. One of the most honest prayers in the New Testament was prayed by a father who brought his child to Jesus for healing. And the Lord told him that he should thought was possible if he could believe. The man cried, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Mark 9:24. It has been my experience that when we do what we can do, then God will do what we can't do. Amen. I read a portion of that, amen, of the author concerning prayer. All right, we're going to highlight three or four more here, and we'll go right back, go back over the topics, and maybe you want to talk about, amen, one of these prayers. There's a prayer for worship, for the prayer for the lost, for prayer for commitment, petition, and intercession, agreement, consecration and dedication, for binding and loosing, prayer for changing things, praying in tongues, amen, and prayer for healing, amen. If you want to, now you can press one on your phone, amen, and we'll come bring you in the studio. As always, we always give the last four digits of your area code, the last four digits, and we have the technician will put you in. And you like to share, amen, we got a full house. We thank God for all of you. Amen. Try to be thoughtful of your brother as you come in. God bless you. Area code 305-9500. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. Very good topic, prayer, because it's one of the, I would think, least honored functions of the church. And what these saints mm-hmm. need to really become more involved in is talking to our Father. I don't know mm-hmm. of any parent who does not want to hear from his children. And mm-hmm. I think we can all who have children realize we want to be in communication with our children, know what they're doing. And prayer, as James says, pray without ceasing, or rather the Apostle Paul. And that means even when you're walking down the hallway in your home, you know, when you're walking mm-hmm. from the front door to the back door, that's the time to communicate with God. It doesn't have to be a formal setting, and you find yourself praying at all times. But the point I really wanted to elaborate on or just mention is that when we pray, I think a lot of us pray that hopeful prayer, as you mentioned earlier. I hope God hears me. I hope. No, we need to know that God is hearing us. If we are born-again believers and we have the Spirit of God in us, then God is unctioning us to pray. So the point is that we need to pray with expectation, and I think that's what's happening less of. We utter words to God, but we're not expecting mm-hmm. God to do anything with our prayers. And we have to come to a place in our own lives. We have to grow up and become mature and realize there's a time where I need to talk to God with expectation, or just don't talk. Mm-hmm. Worship. Sometimes we just need to, if we have issues in our lives that are bothering us, God just wants us to worship him. And as we worship him in song, and how if God utters us, if we are led to speak in an unknown language, as you mentioned earlier in Romans 26, the Holy Ghost will take over and he'll pray according to God's will. It depends on what God wants. But I believe a key point tonight is when we pray, we need to pray with expectation. God is expecting us to want him to move. And if we're in right alignment with him, praying according to his will, which is also key, it has to be in God's timing, we need to pray with expectation. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. And he quoted a portion of James, and Paul was saying in Ephesians, amen, the fifth chapter, the 19th verse, he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We need that communication. And all right, we have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're talking about prayer tonight. Amen. I know it's dear to many of the saints' heart. Amen. Praying, talking to God. Amen. Talking to God and his son, Jesus. Amen. It took me maybe some time when I first started out as a Christian. Amen. And starting out, I always talked to God, talked to God. Then I hit a study in the book of John. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, Jesus is God. And it kind of shook me. And I said, how can Jesus be God? You know, I thought I had those separate. When I came into Christ, I was trying to, you know, pull it together. Amen. But he is God. He is God. He is God in the flesh. He's God, the man God. And he did a lot of things to bring us over. Amen. Completely freed us from the bondage of sin. Amen. We're talking about prayer, rules. Rules. Be specific. The cover call said be specific. Amen. Time for us is not stop. Time to put out the guessing game. Don't let the devil put you into the guessing game. Amen. You guess, you know. It's time for us knowing. Amen. Knowing that Jesus is God's son. Amen. God so loved the world. We have that quoted so many times, John 3:16. God so loved the world. Amen. And he gave his only begotten son. And, you know, family, a lot of family carry the last names. And, you know, say, oh, that's, you know, that's that person's son. That's his son. Amen. That's Abraham's children. That's Brother Abraham. Amen. That's little Abraham. You know, we get expressing about relatives and, oh, that's big Abraham. Yeah, that's big Abraham. Abraham, our father. They're part of the family. And when you talk to one and you can transmit, they take the message, say, go take this to your father, tell your daddy to give me a call. Amen. Your mother, give me a call. Amen. And they know they connected. Hey, Jesus and God is one. And but we have permission any time of the day, any situation, to talk to him, amen, to talk to him, amen. But now it's, we're like kind of pulling it together. Let's kind of tool it, amen. Let's try to put it, amen, specialize. Nothing wrong to talk to God. Nothing wrong to talk to God. But there are times that you need to know, amen, I'm going to pray this way. I'm going to intercede for someone. I'm going to bind up something. I'm going to reach out for the lost. I'm going to, you know, you should be specific. Amen. You know, when you go to the car lot, all right, we have another caller, that same caller. When you go to the car lot, you don't walk in the car lot or walk in the grocery store. Amen. You go in with a list. Many times, you go in with a list and you see in the grocery store, you know, sometimes you just go in there and just buy, you realize your money can't go so far, amen, you go in with, but you go looking for specific things. So why should we should go to God with something specific on our minds from time to time, especially those of us in ministry, it's our job to pray for the lost. It's our job. It's required of us to intercede, the prayer of intercession. Amen. Paul told Timothy about. Amen. All right, we have another caller. You can call press 1 on your phone. We don't want to hinder anyone from not getting in tonight. No, we want to share, want everyone to share. And amen. You can press 1 on your phone, and we'll call your every code and the last 4 digits. Amen. And we're just asking you, amen, as always, we have a full house in the studio. Amen. As always, we'd like to hear from you and you, because all of us can give maybe a revelation or something that you learn about prayer. Always, there's no height, no depth, no width in prayer, in any God's wisdom, in any God's knowledge. Amen. Always can be helpful one to another. Amen. There's a prayer. Jesus set out a model prayer. Amen. And sometimes you when you start out, you don't know what to pray for. And Jesus set out a model prayer, you know, calls the Lord's Prayer. And he tells us how to pray. How to pray. Our Father. You know, it's a lot of other groups of gods, amen, don't have a Father they can call our Father. Our Father in heaven. We are adopted in the family of God. We're part of the family. Amen. We have a Father we can call on. Amen. His Son. So we can say our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. In heaven. Amen. He's in heaven. He's in the third heaven. He rules and controls everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. Amen. And he knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. He knows. That's why we're reading the Word of God. We have the written knowledge of the Word of God. Amen. Through His Holy Spirit. But at the same time, amen, the Holy Spirit can give us the word for the day. And He said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Amen. And that eliminates a lot of gods. That eliminates a lot of men and women and beings and supernatural beings. Amen. Because they're not righteous beings. Amen. Righteousness will get us into heaven. Righteous, being righteous, get us into heaven. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you back in. Amen. There's no answer. You might have a question about prayer. You want someone to talk on. You might have a situation that you might be able to share a little bit. Amen. And how to pray. How to pray and your experience or something. Amen. And we all go through sometime. And you can push 1. You can push 1 on your phone. And you can dial those of you that's listening for the first time. And you're like, we're not going to give you a name. We're only going to give you Eric code and the last 4 digits. But if you want to share your name on air, you can. It's up to you. But you can push 1-855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. There are many popular prayers, but to help you along the way, amen, is a very popular one what Jesus taught his disciples. And you can pray that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and you can read it out and you study and memorize. You can start off with that, and maybe some. And that's in Matthew's, the 6th chapter. And you can start off, and then later on, you might want to come to your mind to talk about, amen, forgiveness, or debts, or temptation. There's a lot in that model prayer. Amen. You want to take up maybe fighting against evil. Amen. Asking God, fighting against evil, against others. Amen. Fighting against evil and situations that comes up. Amen. That's what we kind of outline a little area, and Jesus had set up some of these topics. Amen. You can have the worship prayer was talked about earlier. Amen. Then there's a prayer for the lost. Prayer for the lost. We should continue to be concerned about those that are lost. There's no distance in prayer. Amen. You can pray. Prayer is God's will. Prayer is what we call intercessory prayer. Interceding. Amen. Interceding in the warfare. Amen. Many of us, someone intercede for us. Many of us been in, somebody said in, and Lord, I said in for you. Jesus interceded for us. Amen. He put himself, amen, reached out to us, amen, for God to heal, deliver, to set free. Amen. Praying for somebody. You don't have to know that you're praying for them. Amen. But, you know, the Holy Spirit put it on your heart. I know many times that things come up and you wonder why this person is on your mind for the longest. Amen. The Holy Spirit put that connection that he wants you to reach out. He wants you to talk for that person. He wants you to talk for that person. Amen. Bring their name up before the throne of grace. Bring their life up before God and intercede for them. Intercede for them. Amen. Because sometimes they really don't know what they're going through and why they're going through it. They're not aware. The lost is not aware, amen, that they're in a spiritual warfare and they're losing. They're not aware. And they just want to just give up life. They're not aware. They can't battle it. They're not assured. They have no idea why they're suffering, amen. And they're tools and they're doing all they can. For as they know, amen, to live this life, but the tools they have, amen, is corroding, is sinful, amen. But in their sight, they feel they're all right, amen. So God wants you to intercede, amen. Have mercy on us. Speak to the Lord for them. As a prayer of commitment, would you pray of commitment when you turn around and say, Lord, I'm committing my life. Myself to you, according to your will. All right, we have area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless
Amen.
You, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you feeling?
All right. I hear you loud and clear. This thing about prayer, there is no, when you hook up with God, and there's just no boundaries. It's like the world is yours. It's like it's just like you're open book. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's your recognition of who you're
mm-hmm.
talking to. Did that make sense right there?
All right.
I remember one time I was sick and you know I wanted to say the right thing to God and I'm just showing just my testimony and it just was just something that happened that's opened my mind up that not so much qualify me for prayer. But just how simple God is in his greatness. I'm telling him, I'm looking at the commission he gave me, and I know he told me, you got to preach the word. And not being so, you know, educated or no formal, you know, and I just was taught, you know, pray. When you need, pray, God will hear you. And so I'm saying all I know. You know how we go through. We tell because you want it so bad, you want to be in his presence, you want help so bad, especially when the body's sick. And I just run down like old battery. until I just said, Lord, you know what? I got real. I said, I done prayed all I know. I said everything out my mind get out. And a soft voice came just like it just cut me off. It just said, listen. He said, the best time when you come to God is when you don't have a whole lot to say. Ain't that so? Okay. And then he gave me my petition just like that. So I said to myself, I said, Brother Aaron, you dummy. Why don't? But it's just my listening. You see what I'm saying? You got to go to God to learn him. Amen.
All right.
I don't care how much scripture you know, how much scripture you throw at him. You understand? It's a heart to heart. It's a spirit connection, you see. The word teaches us that we go in Jesus' name because what? Jesus, you know, he said there at the tomb of Lazarus, he said, he even said, now, Father, I know you hear me when I pray. You see what I'm saying? But he said, what I'm doing now is that others will hear. You see what I'm saying? So it's something in that when humanity, you pray to God and humanity, you got to shut him down, you see, because you go to God, everything is exposed. You could be saying, talking about your baby, and he needs this, and all of a sudden, your human, that human thing stands up, and you want to present, you know me, Lord, but no, you have to get rid of all that. That's why I like what you were saying about the Spirit of God. See, no man, no God, but the Spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care how much you this and that, how bad you can want it. It's all you got to get rid of this human thing, you know. And when you hook up with God, it's like the Spirit takes charge. Do that make sense? So this is what I'm saying to contribute. You see, the old church said, let go and let God. I think that's suitable. When you come in his presence, you see, don't be hidden around. Just say what you got to say, because he already know what you want before you open your mouth. Am I making sense? So what you have to do is just let yourself go. Shame comes up, all that, and see, the Holy Ghost will take charge of all that, and you feel like you and just hanging out there in space. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying some of my experience. I thought I had to be qualified to ask a certain thing. I thought I had to ask a certain way. I better leave it alone because it's coming on me now. It your heart breaks. You see what I'm saying? Because when you come in, when you really get in his presence, it's like he said, he's the Father of all life. It's like something lights your soul. You don't care about nothing but that love that be flowing between it. So I'm just saying, there's the scripture is trying to tell us in every aspect how you need to deal. And Jesus said, now when you pray, he said you believe. You see? And he was just doing a fulfillment with this love thing, because the early church, not the early church, but the Israel, and back then, they was taught to trust. You see? Mm-hmm. So when you believe, it's like something that the Spirit, you see, illuminates in you. And then next thing you know, you don't care about patience. You don't care about anything. And this is the time when the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, you can ask and you can have what you want. So that let me stop right there. But it's a deep subject. There's no limit, no boundaries, you know. When you hook up with God, you say, Lord, I thought I knew this, but he's in the business of, showing you himself. And that's the bottom line. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as always. Amen. This is a wonderful one of the scriptures. It's a subject many of us have started out on when we babes in Christ. All right, we have another caller, 954-4427. Eric Cole, 95. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless the broadcast. It's always great to be a part of the sharing in the word and listen to the elders there and, you know, this praying is when you're young in the body of Christ, your prayer life is something that you have to learn, just like going to school or going on a new job. You have to first learn how to do it and how to know that you can come to God and talk about what's on your heart. And that's a process. As you study the word of God and you begin to learn that God is about love, and when you, the more you study his word and learn how to love and let love take control of your heart, let the word of God put that love in you, you begin to think about your loved ones and those that you, you know, you're concerned about, and you, as you, I think as it, you really don't get an understanding of what it is to pray for others until you get a little time here on the earth, when you realize that you love family and friends and people, and knowing that there's nothing in yourself that you can do but pray for them. And as you begin to realize that that's the only thing you can really do for anyone is to pray for them, you begin now the process of praying for others. And when you study God's word, you'll see that God honors you when you are denying yourself and praying for others and interceding. And you, if you paid attention to some of the older saints, as you was in and out church or around people, you might have heard your mother or your grandma say that, "Boy, I've been praying for you all your life." And mm-hmm. you hear about people, other people saying that they're going to pray for you while you're away from home. And people often talk about, you hear elderly people talk about how they pray for you. Sometimes neighbors will say, you know, mm-hmm. Will tell you that. Mm-hmm. So you, now that you are a little older and got a little more experience in the word of God, you begin to understand the importance of now you need to pick up the banner and start praying for someone else and not always thinking about yourself, but pray for someone else. And when you start doing that, you begin to understand what this walk in the kingdom is about. It's not so much about you, but who can you intercede for? And once you begin doing it, it becomes a regular part of your prayer life, when that you go along sometimes and you get thoughts about different or family. And when you get those thoughts, you understand that's the Holy Spirit pulling on you now to go in prayer. It don't always have to be at the end of the evening when you go in prayer for someone. It's whenever the Holy Spirit move on you about that person, you need to stop right then and there and lift them up in prayer, simply because it, more likely that particular time, they may be in danger. But the more you do it, the more you understand the importance of it, and you get so that, yes, you incorporate more and more people in your prayer because you want the protection of God to be with them. And you know in your heart now that God is hearing you. Like I said, God is hearing you. And so you begin to pray more earnestly about the ones whom you love and care about, that they be safe and travel and wherever they may be. So this thing is a process. And the only way you're going to reach that point where you get the full understanding of it is you have to stay in the word and trust and know that God is hearing your prayers and he's honoring your prayers. And when you pray for others, he honors even more.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Very good point. Very good point. As always, we're getting close to the time, but amen. It came to my mind. Those that's out there that's listening have not accepted Christ. That's one prayer you got to make. Amen. And like Paul said, he was called in question about this man Jesus, supposed to be dead. Paul said, I'm called in question because he's alive. The resurrection of all of us that live listening believe that God brought Jesus from the dead and he's alive. And we believe in the resurrection. So those of you that are out there have not accepted Christ, first you got to accept him. Amen. That's one prayer. You have to pray, Lord, forgive me of my sins. And I believe that Jesus is alive. Is alive. And amen. And we live and move. Amen. Because of the righteous, amen. Paul, the book of Revelation says in book 22 and verse 9, he said unto them, seal not the saying the prophecy of this book, but the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous. Living right mean a whole lot in God's eyesight, brethren. Amen. The righteous. Amen. James taught the prayer, the righteous avail it much. Living right and talking to God mean a whole lot. Pastors and ministers, amen. We have to pray for people. That's our job. Praying for people. And the caller was saying, amen. Sometimes we can't get to them, but that's, amen. We need to just pray. That's all we can do. We can witness and talk to them and preach them. Amen. But we can talk to God for them. Amen. And in James 5 here, and we're going to, amen, put a little time on this one, because it said, James 5, and he said, he that is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. He that committed sin shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. You be healed. And the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man. Now, we're talking about sweating now. Amen. We're talking about going back down on your knees one more time and walking around and say, Lord, you know, many times we're brought up tonight by honest, being honest. Amen. It be speak your heart before God. Amen. Prayer, you can, according to this, I learned this. Amen. Like I say, the many things we learn, amen, talking to God, being him face to face, amen, that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and they committed sins. If somebody out there backslidden and went away from God, and the world and said, you can't come, and people done told you, no, he's a bad sinner, that's not according to the scripture. Scripture said, according to the scripture, and that's what we do and that's what we teach. Amen. According to what the Bible says, amen, the prayer of faith, amen. A person come to God, they want coming back to God, they want prayer. Yes, they can be water baptized, but you can pray for them, amen, that God will restore their life, amen, and God will forgive them. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. If they committed sin, they shall be for what? They shall be forgiven. Amen. This God has given the church the power, the elders. And it's good to know those that are walking upright and living a righteous life. Amen. So important to the ministry. You got righteous living men. Amen. They don't have to jump off the pews and all of that. Amen. They're walking upright before God. God is the prayer of the righteous. Amen. We got to be righteous to make heaven. We got to be righteous, amen, to help move God. Amen. He listened to everything. He knows everything. Amen. But now we're tooling up. If you're walking upright and living right, you can pray for us. You can pray, brother. Yes, sir. You can pray the house down. Amen. You're walking upright before God. Amen. The demons got to move in the name of Jesus. So there are so many out there that have been discouraged. Amen. They've been brokenhearted. Let's pray for them. We'll pray for them. Amen. We open up the lines now. We got, as always, we're going on to the last 5 minutes of the program. We need four callers to Amen. If you can, give us a quick prayer. Amen. For the sick. Amen. We're in agreement for the sickness. We're in agreement for those that have been backslidden. Amen. Let's be in agreement for those that have financial needs. Amen. Then whatever else the Holy Spirit laid on your heart as you pray. All right. Let's push one on your phone. Now we're going, all right, we're going to go back to 954-4427. God bless you.
Father God, I pray this evening that as believers, we all will be bold in our prayer life to know that we have there. Pray for one another, Father God. And I pray that we not hesitate in getting down and to praying for one another. Father God, this never ceasing to pray for one another, for it's may the only salvation people have is our prayers that we lift up for them. If we continually pray, Father God, with boldness, with assurance, knowing that you have forgiven us and you have blessed us, we can certainly pray for others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. We have another caller. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And the technician will put you in. All right. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305.
Lord, we bless you tonight for your goodness and kindness. We thank you, God, for you looking after us as you have done. Right now, we ask that you give us understanding that you're glad that we come to you. We come to you because we are not dependent on you. We come to you, we ask you for mercy because we know that we got to stand before you. My God, have mercy. We ask, oh God, that you would ever reach out and save. You always have invited us. No matter what we have done, where we have been, where we come from, you're still God. We ask to forgive us for our sins.
Yes,
help us to stand, oh God, in this day of trouble. Help us to totally depend on the Savior. In Jesus' precious name, bless Bishop and his family, all his endeavors, the ministry that calls in. Oh God, give us understanding by justification. Help us to walk this thing, not with pride, oh God, but humbling ourselves before you, knowing that you lift us up, oh God. We thank you for what we heard tonight, for the word of God, oh God, is what we need to hear from others. In Jesus' name, we pray right now. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen to all of you. Amen. Prayer is a vehicle for the spirit world, the Holy Spirit and God. Amen. Because we're dealing in a spiritual warfare. Amen. And once we know that we can enter in for somebody in spiritual warfare, we can enter in, amen, and petition and talk to God for someone. Amen. That beats down the devils. Amen. We can beat down the enemy, beat down him. Amen. Come against him and amen and rebuke him. Amen. In the spirit. Amen. Because many times you can't get to people in the natural. Amen. But we can get to them in the spirit. Amen. So be encouraged, grandmama. Be encouraged, grandpapa. Amen. Be encouraged, mother. Amen. Be encouraged, husband. Be encouraged, wife. Be encouraged, brother. Be encouraged, sister. Be encouraged, cousin. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Don't throw it down. Don't throw your shield down, your hat down, your sword down. Amen. Don't throw nothing down. For the enemy, amen, take a note from him. He always come around. So you come back around. You pick up your shield. Amen. Amen. And outdo him. Amen. You know he coming, so you go after him with prayer. Beat him down with prayer. Beat him down with scripture. Sit back and get a little rest and go back and beat him down again. Amen. That's we have the authority. We have the right. In Jesus the Christ's name, amen, we have the right to go after him. Amen. We are soldiers. We are soldiers. Pick up your wings, eagle, and fly. And fly away. Amen. And follow Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Until next time, God bless you.